Have you gotten the message? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big question hanging over us all, when will the jobs come back? The answer, not today.
Zero jobs. Zero created in August.
And you know what that means.
This is something that we really have to use as a wake-up call.
Oh, we're awake. We're so awake, we lie awake at night wondering how the next rejection letter will be worded. Will it say, we'll keep you in mind for future openings? Or, I'd love to hire you, but they just fired me too. Yes, we've had the wake-up call. In fact, being good Americans and believing in the free market, we're hearing its message loud and clear. And it's this. I will crush your dreams. Your wages are too high. Your union is powerless. Your skills are outdated. And the only way you'll get a job is to fake an accent and pretend you're an illegal alien willing to work under the table. I picture the free market as a Shakespearean actor. Anyway, that's what the free market is saying right now. And it has to tell us this from time to time, because if it didn't, we'd get all cocky. We'd join unions. We'd force our bosses to give us raises and spread the wealth, which would usher in socialism. This way, we know our place. Which brings us to yet another message, the one the voters are preparing to send.
No American president, no Republican, no Democrat has been reelected when unemployment was at this level.
Which, by the way, would signal a truly post-racial America, open-minded enough to elect an African-American president, objective enough to unelect him on the same basis as his white predecessors. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.